All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. I guess I should probably stop this one, right? That might help. All right, what you heard there was Sunlight's Bane with I Curse All Me from Antiquated Chapters. Thank you. Self-released there. Before that, we heard another track from them called Starless, and that's... you can get that on Facebook, and all the proceeds from that goes to a DAPL fundraiser, which is that thing that's going out west with the American Indians, the pipeline. Yeah, so if you're interested in that, you know, it's up to you. Yeah, again, anything you send towards these guys goes to that. Before that, Them Teeth with Dead Run, and then before that, Trapped Under Ice, which was a Metallica cover, and Stampede from Nightkin. All three of those bands are going to be at the UFO Factory for the Nightkin record release at UFO. All right, let me get everything in place here. It is that time. It is a little bit after 5 o'clock, and live in the studio, we have the band Bogart. Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello.
I can't really hear him on my end, sorry.
Can you hear me now?
Oh. Yeah, there
it is. All right, let's try it one more time. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Whoa. That's a little bit too much now. All right, welcome, folks. Let's get started. I don't have a playlist, unfortunately, so you're going to have to announce the songs as you play them, okay? Is that all right?
Sounds good to me.
All right, what are you going to play for us first?
This first song is called Every Weekend.
Every Weekend. All right, let's do it.
She can't drive my car, no, it's
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. We have the band Bogart performing live for us. How you folks doing today?
Good,
doing
thank
great.
You.
All right. If you don't mind, if you want to go around the room and introduce yourselves and what you play and et cetera.
I am Doug. I'm the lead singer and guitarist.
I'm Elise. I play bass and sing.
I am Tom, and I play guitar as well.
I'm Dan David. I'm on the drums.
Dan, never heard of you.
Thank you.
How you doing, man?
just splendid.
That's good. That's great. Okay, I want to thank you folks for coming down to play for us.
Oh, appreciate it.
Yeah,
thanks for having us.
Okay. All right, what do we got next?
This next song is called Doctor.
Doctor. Okay.
There's a doctor. He said,
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. I'm going to show my age. I don't know if we use that word anymore, but nice guitar riff there, sir. Can you hear me?
No.
No? All right.
Now we can.
I was just about to say, nice guitar riff there, sir. Yeah. I don't know if they call them that anymore, riffs. You know what I mean? You know, that thing that that guitar part in a song where you can actually hum it, or you know what I mean, in your head?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
A little melody behind it.
Exactly, exactly.
A little groove.
Yeah. All right, so you folks have a show tomorrow, right?
Yes, at PJ's Lagerhouse.
Okay.
Detroit.
That's down in Corktown on Michigan Avenue, over by where the old Tiger Stadium used to be. Who else is playing?
There's a band called Suburban Soul Surfers, March of the Ants, and All Day Monday.
Okay. When do you folks go on?
I think we play third.
Yeah.
So that'd be, what, about 11:30, maybe, midnight?
Some, yeah, probably about 11:30.
Okay.
You probably want to get there early and check out all the bands, though.
Well, yeah. Sure. But I always want to make sure that my listeners know exactly when you'll be on. So, you know, some people like to arrive late or, you know, that kind of thing. So, whatever. All right. And then, if I'm not mistaken, you got another show in a couple weeks?
Yep. That'll be at the New Dodge Lounge, December 17th.
Okay. And that's, what, a Saturday?
It is.
Yes. And do you know who you're playing with there?
Eleonora, Spitspot, and Trailhead.
That's an interesting lineup. I really like Eleonora.
Yeah, they're great. They're a great band.
Okay. Any others coming up that I don't know about? Or?
We're playing a gig January 27th with Those Hounds. It's their EP release, and that's going to be at Smalls.
Smalls, okay. Been to all those places. All right, cool. All right, so that's something to look forward to for our listeners if they're interested. All right, what do you have for us next?
This next song is actually called Bogart.
Your theme song, huh?
Yes.
Okay, cool. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. In the house, we have the band Bogart. All right, how long have you guys been together?
Probably about a year or so.
Officially, but we've kind of been playing together on and off for several.
Yes.
So obviously you've been in other bands together, or?
Well, I used to, so Doug is actually married to my cousin Rachel, and I lived with them for a bit, and so he and I were just jamming together by default.
Okay.
And that just happened to, and then we kind of started getting together more regularly with Tom and Dan, and we've been playing together happily ever since, right guys?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
All right, that's cool.
It's a beautiful story.
Yeah, and I remember when I was talking to you, Dan, at the Dally. You said you had been here before, but under a different band, right?
Yeah, you know, I had to look it up. That was back in 2010. Wow, it's been a while.
6 years ago, yeah. Time flies, huh?
For sure.
What was that band, anyway?
Bixie Lutz, that was Greg Hansen who led that band. I think he's in California now or something.
I probably haven't
talked to him in about 6 years. So.
Yeah. No, I know I've seen that band before. I've seen Bixie Lutz. Again, that was a long time ago.
So wait a second. You saw me at Dally?
This past alley, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I thought you never heard of me. All right.
I was teasing you.
I know, I'm joking, of course.
Yeah. No. I was trying to remember. I think it was somebody that dragged me backstage to introduce me to you. I kind of remember who it was.
It was Marty Herchak.
Yeah. Marty. Okay. I remember now. Keeping a track of all the names, all the bands over the years, I tell you what, man, it's crazy. All right. Why don't we do another one?
All right. This next one is called She Is.
She's perfect. I fall in love. She is one of the five.
Caught me off guard there. I wasn't sure. All right.
That's the idea.
Yeah, you got to keep me on my toes. I know. All right. All the bands do that to me. I don't know. They must conspire and say, hey, you know, you got to make sure. Anyway, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Live from Studio J. In the house, we have Bogart. All right. So, for our listeners, we can't mention dollar amounts, but... if you want to tell them exactly where they can find your music, all the different social media sites, et cetera, et cetera.
That would have been good stuff to write down. Actually, we are just about through with the mixing process on an EP that we recorded out at the Loft in Saline with Tim Padlin.
Okay.
So we're super excited about it, but it's not quite done yet. So we have a SoundCloud page up with one song. I think that's / Bogart Detroit.
Okay.
And then I think all of our social stuff is that too, right, guys?
Yes, Bogart Detroit.
Yep, / Bogart Detroit, just about everywhere, except for Twitter and Instagram, because we're not
there yet.
We're building slowly.
You don't have to worry about either one of those.
Yeah.
But I can't wait till we get it so we can stay up all night and send out tweets and stuff.
Right.
All kinds of useless information
exactly.
Like everybody else. All right, if you don't mind, let's go around the room again. And what I usually ask most musicians is, like, what's your influences? What made you pick up the bass, the guitar, the drums, whatever, et cetera, et cetera? Whoever wants to go first, don't jump, you know.
Well, I'll go first. When I was young, my uncle had a 56 Gold Top at his house. He had a 56 Gold Top, and I used to watch it, look at it, watch him play it. And I always loved the way the shape was and the color.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I want to play guitar.
Okay.
So that's when I started.
So a relative then.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
Right. As opposed to just music on the radio?
Yeah, music on the radio too.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Anybody in particular you liked? Or?
Oh, man. A lot of the 90s stuff really got me sucked in.
The grunge stuff? Or
The Pixies, stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Know. The more indie stuff.
Yeah. Sponge. Was a big influence.
Okay.
Yeah.
Local, too.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, well, Tom, I used to watch Tom's uncle play his 59 Gold Top, and then I decided to get some drums, and that's what I did. So, yeah. How's your uncle doing?
Great, yeah. And you got gold drums as well. Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll go.
All right.
What's the question again? Is it why did I start playing, or who influenced me?
Well, who influenced you? You know, that made you say, you know what, I want to play a bass guitar, or I want to play music, or whatever. You know?
Right. Well, I actually started out as a guitar player. I was on the show one other time with my band, My Pal Val, a few years ago.
Oh, you were in that band?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've seen you folks before. Yeah.
Yeah. So, really, I think my inspiration to play the bass was just Doug. Because I mean guitar's always been my first instrument, but my dad's a bass player, so I've always kind of enjoyed playing the bass, but never really had an opportunity to do that in a real way.
Mm-hmm.
Until I started playing with these guys, so it's kind of a new thing for me, but I like it, and I hope to do a good job and all that kind of stuff, you know.
I'm sure you do.
It
sounds
it.
Like you do. Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to remember now. I think it was, I don't remember which show it was, but you're My Pal Val. You did a cover of Rage Against the Machine that night.
Oh, yeah, that was actually not My Pal Val, but a cover band with two girls and myself and the drummer of My Pal Val, Valerie.
Oh, okay.
Who's probably listening right now, so hey, Val.
Hey, yeah. You
yeah.
did a really good version of that song. That was cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. All right, and I think we got one person left, the vocalist.
That's me. I really, Led Zeppelin, Jimmy Page, is why I picked up the guitar.
Okay.
And I used to really want to be this guitar virtuoso kind of guy. I was learning as much as I could. And then I discovered that I could write songs. So I kind of quit being a guitar hero and just laid back and just focused on writing songs. And one of my hugest influences, The Pillows, they're a Japanese band. And I've been listening to them for 10 years. And luckily, they have been putting out at least two albums every year, so there's no shortage of music, yeah.
Prolific, wow. I mean, I've heard of them, but I haven't actually heard their music. I'm going to have to check that out. That's interesting. And, that was probably my first favorite band was Zeppelin. The very first LP I bought way back when I was young was Led Zeppelin IV, and I fell in love with that band, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't really be both. You can't be a guitar hero and a songwriter at the same time, you know. At least that's my personal opinion. There's very few of them out there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And Page really wasn't a singer either. He just did his thing, you know.
Right.
So that was cool. All right. All right, let's do another one. What do we got?
All right, this is a newer one called Swim.
Swim?
Swim.
Okay.
Swim. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. We have the band Bogart here performing live for your pleasure. All right, so that was a track called Swim. Now, is that going to be on the new release?
That actually won't be on the new release yet, but it's in the next lineup to get recorded.
Okay, all right, so we got a lot of things going, don't we? In the future, that is.
The song that we played just before that, She Is, the one that tricked you at the end?
Yeah.
That one will be on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, I like to clarify that sometimes so listeners know, like, okay, is this on the new one? Is it on the next one? Et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
All right, so the one that is coming up, that's going to be a full-length?
EP, actually. We've got 4 songs.
Okay.
But yeah, plenty more stuff written, so hopefully we can get back and record some more soon.
All righty. Well, why don't we keep it going? I'm not sure how we're doing on time. How many more songs do we have in the lineup?
We've got 5 songs.
5. Is that going to get us to 6? Clock, that is?
I think it should.
All right. Just want to make sure. All right. What do we have now?
All right. This one is super new. So this one's called Swatches.
Swatches. Okay.
Yes.
And if you've got the time, I've got a bunch of watches. And if you want to lose, I suggest some poker. And if you have to choose, please choose. And if you want to dance, I know a quick 2-step. Oh, these games a chance, let's play a little roulette. Russian. Checkmate.
All right, live in the studio, Bogart. All right, I usually like to repeat things at least once, maybe twice, in case people join us later in the broadcast. So once again, you have upcoming shows?
Yes, tomorrow, PJ's Logger House. And then we have the new Dodge December 17th.
Okay. And then you said there's one coming up in January at Smalls.
Yes, the 27th of January.
Okay. Is that a Friday, Saturday, do you know? Or?
You know, I don't know, but it's a friend of ours, Those Hounds, it's their EP release that
okay.
night.
All right, well, I'm sure I'll promote it once it gets closer to that event, so I always try to do that. Okay, so let's see, we got four more songs?
Looks like it, yep.
Okay. You're sure now? That's 26 minutes.
Yeah,
we thought we would be doing some more interviews.
Ah, well, anything else that you want to talk about? Do you want to promote anything? Do you want to do any of you have like other bands you're in currently? Do you want to do shout outs? We can do all that.
I guess we'll play another song and then
You'll think about it in the meantime. Okay.
The one thing you might enjoy about this next song is it is one that's on the upcoming EP.
Okay. And it is called?
Every Little Thing.
All right. See, I like to hear every last bit of that last sound. You notice that? I let it go, you know. I don't talk until it's over with. Anyway, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. And I found that kind of interesting, the little how you took turns. Any of you familiar with Cheap Trick live at Budokan?
Oh, yeah.
You know how they did that in Ain't It a Shame? The Fats Domino song?
Yep, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Yeah, where they would just take turns, the guitar, then the bass, then the drums, and boom, 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 boom. Yeah, it's always one of my favorite tunes growing up. So, have we thought about what I asked before the song?
I did, actually, the entire time I spent mulling over what it was.
I bet you did.
Yeah. What? I don't forget the song we just played, guys. What was it? Oh, right. So, I actually just got added onto a show at the Majestic Cafe.
Okay.
On December 23rd, mm-hmm. I'll be opening up, playing a solo set.
Solo?
Opening up for a friend's band. They're called Dee Dee White out of New York City. So they're doing a release on that night, December 23rd, just a few days before Christmas. So, and it's been a long time since I've done a solo gig, but I thought I would take the challenge and try and do something fun.
All right, so you're going to be doing what, acoustic guitar? Or?
Yeah, they actually sent me an email about that asking me what I was going to do, and I don't really know yet, but probably some acoustic, some electric, some guests, some stuff by myself. So it's just going to be a fun kind of culmination of all the stuff I've been doing over the last several years. So that should be a fun night. I'm really excited about it.
Cool, cool. All right, anybody else? Any other outside things going on or?
A lot of inside basement things going on.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to talk about remodeling now? Or?
Just more music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Any shout-outs you guys want to do? Or?
Hi, Mom.
That's always the best one.
Tom, you should probably mention something about that thing that we have going on with that other thing. Yeah.
All right. I don't know if that's
okay.
FCC.
All right, let's not worry about that.
Things and stuff.
Yeah.
All right, if you're not ready to talk about it, that's cool. That's cool. All right, so again.
Are we on air?
last time I checked, yeah.
Oh, you know what? You like to repeat things once in a while throughout the show. We are Bogart, right?
Yeah, right.
That's the name of the band. I think it was mentioned in the first or second or something like that.
A few times.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Okay.
Let's get that on repeat. Bogart. We're Bogart. We're the best band. You know, believe us.
All right, well. We're clear now, then. The band is Bogart. Did you get that, audience? All right. What do you have for us now?
This next song is called Silly. It is another new one.
All right.
Spend arguing the same things all over again. It's
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J in the house. What was the band's name again, Dan?
Bogart.
Oh, okay. I remember now.
I had to think about it for a second.
I think we all need a nap, don't we? All right. Okay, so one more time, how can we find your music or anything, information about you, that kind of thing?
Send us a fax.
Send us a fax, okay. Yeah. Just the fax, ma'am. Just the fax.
We're on Facebook, facebook.com/BogartDetroit, and also SoundCloud, Bogart Detroit. So we've got one song on SoundCloud with a 4-track EP on the way. A couple songs coming up. We'll talk about them on the Facebook.
All right.
Or fax.
Sounds good. You know, I'm thinking, is there a way we can squeeze another song in? I know you have, like, what, two left you planned on?
Are they long songs?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we got like 15 more minutes. So.
Hey, am I incorrect, or did I see Sterling walk in just now?
That is the man, hey.
Okay, all right, I thought I recognized someone.
Sterling is in the house. He's got his birthday celebration a week from Saturday at the
all
Tangent.
Right. Woo!
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
I didn't know about that. I must have missed the invite. Am I invited? Can I come?
What do you say, Sterling? Are they invited?
Oh, I said, can I come to your party?
He said, he's...
Yeah.
Okay. He said, of course. You can come on the mic if you want, Sterling.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see, Sterling was one of the first guys that encouraged me, like, with my solo music. So it's really great that you're here, Sterling.
All right, we're going to get him on now. Go ahead and talk, Sterling.
Hi.
Hey,
how's
nice
it going?
Nice to see you. That was a good. That sounded good when I walked in here, Elise.
Thank you. What you up to?
I just came here to talk about my birthday party coming up on the 10th of December, Saturday, co-hosted by Audra Kubat.
All right, Audra.
Yeah.
We love her.
I know. We all do.
Very cool. So she's performing. Is anybody else going to play?
Oh, God.
Oh my
That's
God.
A loaded question, isn't it?
Yeah, we managed to reform a bunch of bands that broke up.
Really?
Yeah, the Paybacks, the Witches, the Sights,
wow.
And some other bands that are still happening, like White Shag and Ryan Allen's Something Arms.
How and his Extra Arms, yeah.
Extra Arms, it's called. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be it's going to be really good rock and roll, man, totally. I'm going to sing, too, two songs.
That's awesome.
And Audra and I are going to sing two songs, too, as well.
Cool.
So.
Well, I'm going to try and make it out to that. I don't know about you guys in the band here.
Maybe. Hey, Sterling, am I invited? I think he said I can't hear again.
Everyone's invited.
All
the
right.
Whole world's
yeah,
invited.
We'll be there.
Are you kidding me?
We're like talking about it on FM radio, I think, so it's probably.
Yeah, exactly. It's not private.
No, we're going to make sure everybody knows about this baby.
Yeah,
oh,
we're doing
yeah.
what we can up in here. What's the name of your band, Elise McCoy?
This one's Bogart, Sterling.
Oh, Bogart.
Yeah.
That's cool. That sounded good when I walked in here. I thought that was you from behind.
Yeah, it's me.
I think that's Elise.
Yep, they got me
cool.
sort of against the window here. So, but yeah, it's me. I'm doing this thing, and we got a couple more songs left, I think.
Yeah, you should do them while you have time here still.
This next song is 14 minutes long.
Yep.
Okay, cool. A jam now.
That's exactly
That's
how
what
much
I'm
time
talking
you got.
About.
Okay, this next song is called Don't Say So Long, and it's not actually 14 minutes long.
No. What is it called again? I'm sorry.
Don't Say So Long.
Don't Stay So Long? Or
Say.
Say. Okay, got it now.
Don't Say So Long. Yeah.
right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Bogart live in the studio, live from Studio J. All right. Okay, so let's do two more, if we can do that. Is that possible?
We'd have to think about which one to add right now.
You can take a second. I can, it's not a big deal. This is live radio. That's how it happens, you know? Covers are okay, too, just in case. You know, you can always pull one of those out. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
All right. Well, live radio, play another song we haven't been rehearsed for yet. What should we do?
Oh, I have full faith in you guys. I know you can do it.
What was that master list?
You're that good.
Guys, this is awkward.
I'm so sorry.
We're a newer band and we haven't really, we've been rehearsing this one set, and I'm so sorry that we're just a song shy of a full hour set here. But
it happens. Otherwise, we have to figure out something to talk about, I guess.
Right, yeah, I know. And we're like totally boring, so it's probably hard to do.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, but you know.
But it's true. So, yeah, why don't we...
Dance floor?
All right. Do you want to talk about the EP and how it started and like what inspired you, the songs or anything like that? Or
The EP actually is it's being done by a Mr. Tim Padlin, and Dan, would you like to elaborate on that? He's a great guy.
Yeah, but Tim Padlin, he's my brother-in-law. My sister's married to him. He's a great guy. I don't know how long I've known him, for a really long time, and he's a really good producer. I think that he first established his mark with the gold or platinum or whatever record, the Sponge's first record.
Oh, he was part of that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's something to talk about. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. And then actually, he's working on stuff right now. I don't know if you ever heard of the band The Fags.
Yes.
They were around 10 years ago, mm-hmm. and right now, 10 years, they're actually doing some sort of thing. You should probably look them up. They're actually doing donations or something like that. They're recording a new album, pretty much.
Like a fundraiser to help?
Well, they're recording a new album. It's like pretty much right there.
Uh-huh.
It's the only thing holding up the Bogart LP from or EP from being mixed right now.
Yeah.
Because he's pretty busy much. With that right now.
So let's get that done.
Right.
Yeah. Because...
Yeah, and so we recorded the loft, which is on this house farm, on this old farm, which they have horses and stuff like that. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice, peaceful atmosphere, and you know, you hang out and do a bunch of recording and stuff like that, and it's a blast.
Okay. I gotta say, Tim is like just one of the best guys I've ever worked at in the studio, because he just keeps it so upbeat all the time. So, you know, you play a part and completely ruin it or sounds terrible, and then he just gets on. He's like, "That was great. Why don't you try one more time?" So he just kind of keeps the vibe up, which is sort of, I think, really important, and really it was helpful for us as we were recording.
So he's very tactful, and he's a good cheerleader then, huh?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, uh-huh. And I think that's 90% of it is just having a good time, you know, like having a good time when you're recording, when you're playing music, mm-hmm. all of it. It's, if you're not enjoying yourself, then why do it, you know?
Yep. So no Phil Spector things going on.
Oh, like, yeah, he's got some Phil Spector things going on, absolutely. No doubt, he's stabbing people and, you know, he's doing all kinds of stuff like that also. But he keeps it quiet, you know. It's mostly about getting the radio-ready stuff, you know, fired up.
Yeah. Right. It's like, enough is enough. We got to finish this, darn it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And speaking of Cheap Trick earlier, I believe another time we were working with Tim, we had to be on the back burner again because he was mixing Cheap Trick's live album.
He's a wanted man.
Oh.
Yeah, though he wasn't mixing Warrant.
Oh, thank God. Yeah.
There you go.
So he probably knows Bill Cozy then. Do you guys know Bill Cozy?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. We all do.
Okay.
All right, we're going to turn this last 5 minutes into a full-on name-dropping session. So, you were talking about Phil Spector. This last song is A Wall of Sound.
Okay. And we look like we got 5 minutes to go. Will that work?
Oh, the song's longer than that.
Hey, if it goes to about 6:02, that's cool. So what's it called?
This one's called Little Green Men.
Little Green Men?
Speaking of Phil Spector.
Okay.
Doug wrote this song just after he was abducted.
That's right.
Right. Okay.
The third time.
And probe.
You're listening to WHFR.FM. Okay, I guess we're a little shy there. Oh, what are we going to do?
Well, how'd you like the tune?
Oh, I love the tune. The tune was great. Yeah.
I was going to say, I thought it was bold. You said we're shy?
We're shy a couple of minutes of 6 o'clock. That's what I'm saying. So what was that song about?
Alien abductions. And just moving on.
Little
moving,
green
moving
men.
Away from the lights.
Well, what were you watching when you thought of this song?
Probably X-Files.
X-Files, okay.
I was probably watching like 6 hours of The Pillows.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we're just going to wrap it up. It's going to be a little bit shy, but that's okay. I want to thank you again for coming down and playing for us. I enjoyed it immensely. And again, one more time, you can introduce yourselves and we'll go from there.
I'm Doug from Bogart.
Yeah, I'm Elise.
I'm Tommy. I'm also from Bogart.
I'm Dan David, and yeah. So come see us tomorrow night at the Lager House, and again, we're Bogart.
All right, and in 2 weeks at...
December 17th at the New Dodge Lounge.
New Dodge.
And January 27th at Smalls.
Okay. All right, that's going to about do it then. Thank you again.
Well, thanks for having us.
Alrighty. Okay, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn, and we're going to play a couple of tunes, and we'll talk about that after that.